Well, there just is not enough hours in the day for small business owners, are there? Just when you've got through Halloween, for example, Remembrance Day, Black Friday sales, and Christmas comes knocking at the door. Karen Ohl is business and marketing coach and mentor from Webstar Design and has joined us regularly throughout the year. Wonderful stuff to fine-tune your web design and marketing. And she's here again in the studio with some specific Christmas communication advice. A very good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
I thought we could chat about the end of the year and what business owners really need to be putting into place when it comes to their marketing. So what's one of the first things people need to be doing?
Okay, so the absolute very first thing is that you need to be out there updating your closing hours across all of your marketing channels. So this includes your Google business listing, your email signature, your autoresponders, and even your voicemail. If your business is closed, or if you're changing your hours at all significantly over the Christmas and New Year's timeframe, you need to be communicating this with your existing and your prospective customers to manage their expectations.
All right. So what about the websites? What edits, if any, should we be seeing there?
Absolutely. So updating your business hours on your website is definitely a good idea. And then another few basic edits include a friendly holiday message from you and your team, plus any holiday specials, discounts, or promos that you're running. Another great addition is a coming soon announcements or calls for expressions of interest for anything relating to new products, services, or even events that you're going to be introducing next year.
And what are some of the more behind the scenes things business owners need to be putting into place leading into the holidays?
So one of the most overlooked things is actually setting your emails and your online forms to redirect to a different team member. So or that could be a VA or just one of your staff. And hopefully they potentially are acting on your behalf while you're away on holiday.
All right. So any final marketing tips to help make the start to 2026? Can't wait. A little less crazy?
100%. So we suggest actually doing some planning and some scheduling of your social media posts, including your Christmas Day, Merry Christmas post, any Happy New Year's posts, and your back to work announcement post. Do them now in preparation for the new year. I also suggest planning out and scheduling at least your first week's worth of posts so you can focus on responding to emails and settling back into work after some time off.
Okay, some stunning advice there to help smooth the running of the business out there, Karen. It's really, really important. And people do like to keep on top of things, even in their off time. Karen Ohl is business and marketing coach and mentor for Webstar Design, keeping our community connected. I want to wish you a very Merry Christmas, by the way, and Happy New Year.
You too.
Okay?
Thank you.
Take care of yourself. And you can listen to any of Karen's website's tips or marketing advice right here, 1015fm.com.au. Search podcast Karen Ohl. That's AHL. Easy. 1015.